Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
For the past few weeks, I've used sugar as a punching bag on this feature, and considering its roles in excess weight, inflammation, heart disease, strokes, and diabetes, I believe that it has earned a few blows. The effects of sugar in creating short-term pleasures and long-term addictions are drug-like, and yet there has been relatively little effort in painting it as the arch-villain that it is. Checkout lanes everywhere are littered with sugary treats that tempt even the most discriminating dieter. Unfortunately, the effects of excess sugar consumption are costing hundreds of billions of dollars in healthcare costs each year, and results in millions of deaths and disabilities. Pretty grim, huh? Many people have already recognized the troubles that excess sugar consumption causes, but feel powerless to break its powerful grip. Many people who turned to diet programs for support only wound up feeling guilty and powerless to keep the programs that could potentially result in weight loss and better blood sugar regulation. If only it wasn't so difficult. Dr. Tracy Mann, a University of Minnesota professor of psychology, has researched dieting, eating habits, and self-control for more than 20 years. She describes the reasons that diets fail as including neurological, hormonal, and metabolic changes that tend to make dieters hungrier and less satisfied by food eaten. Ultimately, if the reduced calorie plan is followed long-term, the diet fails because dieting bodies adapt themselves to run on fewer calories and then manage to store the rest as fat. In short, dieting is a lot like starving the body. It can cause some favorable short-term benefits, but will typically fail over the long haul. Though that might seem like dismal news, Dr. Mann also reveals some good news from her research. There are still some strategies that can effectively help people lose weight and gain better control of their blood sugars. First, create obstacles to eating bad food. In a sense, this is creating an environment of out of sight, out of mind. By keeping unhealthy food choices more than an arm's length away, most of us will eat less of it. If it's not in the pantry, refrigerator, or freezer, we are likely to exercise better eating habits. Second, make it easier to eat healthy food. In this step, you create an environment for yourself where you have psychological, not to mention physical and biochemical, rewards for selecting wholesome vegetables first and then filling in the rest with other good foods. If vegetables can win the competition against other foods by being eaten first, you will feel better, have better blood sugars, and more success in your healthy eating plans.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.